Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. In this episode, we're going to be covering all the best scheduling software, plugins and SaaS software, Calendly, all the leaders. Plus, I've got my regular co-host with me, Spencer Foreman. Spencer, would you like to introduce yourself to the audience?
Sure. It's Spence from WPLaunchify.com, LaunchFlows.com, and WPLaunchKit.com. Got a lot of launching going on here.
You got a lot of launching, that's for sure.
And there's also WPLaunchClub.com, but they're all in one box. They're all related. I'm sure we'll talk about that at some point.
I'm sure they are somehow, somewhere in your mind. Spencer also sponsors the show. It's much appreciated. He's got some fantastic products. So let's go straight into the meat and potatoes of the show. Let's start off, you know, basically, Spencer, like some of the other shows that we've done, you've got two choices. Either you go the WordPress route with scheduling or you go the SaaS route. Or you can have a mixture. It's totally up to you. I've proposed that we start with one of the best WordPress solutions, Amelia. So what are your thoughts around Amelia?
Well, if I may address what you just said, which I agree with, ring a bell, that this is one of the rare instances where my recommendation of putting anything possible that you can own and control into a box is not necessarily what I'm doing myself. And one of the ones on the list is what I'll talk about. So getting back to Amelia, I looked very seriously at Amelia, tested it. I really think a lot of thought and concern has gone into the plugin. It's highly developed. It is the kind of thing that does what many people in, let's say, the WordPress freelance or agency business need, and it does so internally. At the time, and it might have changed slightly, at the time when I last looked at this was before the turn of last year, it did not have some of the key features that I needed for what we specifically do. And therefore, we move to the next thing we're going to talk about, which is Calendly. But I think for many WordPress people, this does comply with my recommendation to give a serious look at something that's a plugin that works in your own dashboard, because the less you have, the greater chance you have of something you have complete control and ownership over.
So what was a couple, going back to the last time you gave it a really serious look, what were a couple of the things it was missing specifically that you were looking for?
I mean, I think it came down to three things. First of all, one of the things Amelia does really well is something I could care less about, is that it's really oriented towards, quite frankly, selling paid engagements.
Yeah.
Right? That's its biggest feature, is selling paid engagements. And I don't need that, because my engagements, for the most part, that I'm using the schedule for are free, and then the subsequent things are paid. The second thing that it didn't have at the time, may have fixed it, was it didn't have an automatic or a deep integration with Zoom that allowed the scheduling to do what Calendly could do, or at least it didn't at the time. And that was really important. And likewise, it seemed to have a little bit of a weakness at the time with regard to sending the information to the customer about booking it into their Google Calendar, iCal, and so forth. I'm not saying it couldn't do it, but when I looked at the two side by side and I looked at all of the features and the load that it put on my site to manage, maintain versus Calendly, Calendly turned out to be a better match for what I specifically did. But if you are in the business of selling engagements as a consultant, it does offer a very compelling situation.
I think they've improved the Zoom situation a bit, but I totally agree with your summarization of the situation. Of the WordPress plugin solutions, I think it's one of two that are the leaders, and we're going to be discussing one of the main leaders
I'll add one other thing, which is an important differentiator, but it goes back to what we've spoken about in previous shows, especially last week. We have said, and I've been very critical, And I feel bad. Like after our shows, I kind of go and I cry.
You feel bad? God Almighty.
I'm not an evil person, but I feel bad because my...
Well, people think I'm evil. They think I'm a monster.
My grandfather, who was a very beloved person, he was also an attorney, but he was a community attorney. He said, you know, the most important thing in life is your reputation. And you have to be honest and truthful and do what's good for people. But sometimes it hurts me because I compare like a really wonderful person like Natalie Luther and her business to the people that have come to me in the past saying that her product was such a misalignment with everything else in WordPress that it caused them more misery than good. She didn't do it intentionally. It's just the platform into a plugin. I felt the same way about Adrian, who I know will succeed with Groundhog. It's like their product, I have to be honest with one group at the expense of not being so complimentary to them. Similarly, with Amelia, the thing I want to let people know is that it's a great solution if that's the only thing you're going to use because it includes all those things in one box versus...
Before you interrupted, that's about what I was going to say.
I feel bad about our relationship too, John.
Yeah, well, for the same reason. I don't. But basically, if you're not going to sell scheduling hours, i.e. you need a scheduler, you need people to book, and part of your membership focus you got different plans, and one of the plans is one-to-one coaching, and you want to offer that as an upsell, it probably Amelia isn't what you should be looking at, because it's extremely powerful and it's got a great team behind it, a very large team actually, and it's great value, and they've been at it for over 3-4 years, and I don't see them going away. And of the plugins we're going to be discussing, they are, I would say, one of the two leading ones in the WordPress community. So let's go to the big gorilla. Let's go on to Calendly. Now, I think if you're looking for a free solution, Spencer, Calendly, it's just the leader. It's in scheduling, it's like MailChimp. You get a lot of functionality for free. I think the question gets more complicated with some of the other products that we're going to be looking at, is when you're looking at the paid version. I think that's when you got to do a bigger dive. But if you're happy with the free version, there's not much out there that can compete with it. What's your views about what I've just said?
Yeah, you know, like MailChimp is a good metaphor. MailChimp really achieved such deep market penetration because it provided the sort of exact tools, but not too many, at the right amount of complexity, but not too complex, with the ability to do beautiful things without a lot of experience. And I think that's essentially where Calendly is hitting the mark. It is true that you can go from free to, you know, not a lot of money, but $8 to $10 per seat, depending on whether you pay annually or monthly. However, I'm presuming that the reason people are using it is because they want to have a paid customer come from most of these things. And so from that standpoint, you know, I pay for, I think, 2 seats with the pro, and maybe I do the teams. I pay about $40 a month. That pays for itself over and over and over, because it's bulletproof reliable. It's got really intuitive features. And as I said, the reason that I chose it was because it even has the things, this is ironic and I don't want to get geeky, but for example, I can intake somebody into my marketing automation on my WordPress side. So it's not a pitch, but if you went to wplaunchify.com and clicked wplaunchify book now or /call, you will see that there's a pre-intake form that's a Fluent CRM intake that lets somebody choose a 60 or 30 minute call. They allow me to send a URL that includes the information about the person, like email, first name, last name, so that when they arrive at Calendly, the form's already filled out for the Calendly. And that's the kind of integration, passing a URL variable that, I mean, they had me at hello, because that's just super intuitive to work with other stuff versus, you know, there are deep integrations with API, but just to pass the URL from a form in WordPress, ta-da. That's just
bad. Yeah, I totally agree with you there. But there is one on the list that we're going to be discussing that I think offers better value. But if it comes to integration with WordPress, or the most easiest interface, I think Calgary still is the big gorilla. We're going to go for a quick break, folks. We'll be back in a few seconds. Got a couple messages from my major sponsors. Like I say, we've got a ton more to discuss. Be back in a few moments.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out, and give Sensei a try today.
The importance of backing up your WordPress website cannot be emphasized enough. We use Blog Vault to help us do this on a daily basis. With free staging, migrations, and on the pro plans, malware scanning and autofix, Blog Vault is the professional's choice when managing just one website or many. Go to blogvault.com and see for yourself. You seriously won't find a better, more complete solution. That's blogvault.com, blogvault.com.
We're coming back. We've been talking about scheduling. We've been talking about Amelia, Calgary. On to the next one, which are in the WordPress plugin space, is, I don't know if it's, it has differences to Amelia, but I think in the WordPress space, it's really, in my opinion, the only credible competitor, and that's Simple Schedule Appointments. Mm-hmm. What's your view of this plugin?
At the same time that I was evaluating, I mean, my business with what I do consultatively and for otherwise is to know what innovative plugins have come out and which ones are improving. So this was very high in the competition along with Amelia. At the time, it actually fell down on the same points I just mentioned about Amelia. And I think they've probably upgraded it since. But it was just really interesting to me. Do I pay $79 or $99 once a year versus monthly? And what do I get as a result? And at the time, those other features, like I said, were worth it. I'm paying $480 a year from Calendly and not regretting it one bit. So it really comes down to, they have a very similar set of features where it's focused on kind of somebody who's in the business, like a hairstylist or a dentist or a chiropractor, who just kind of wants an all-in-one solution. And this plugin can be essentially 90% of what you need. Whereas if you do have a more bespoke setup and something like I teach and promote using WooCommerce, marketing automation, and so forth, you might not need and want all of this stuff, right? Because it just, it gets in the way and you have to turn it off versus an externality or a more simplified plugin.
Yeah, the only thing I would add to this is that their interface, how they deal with the interface, is a bit different to Amelia. Basically, they take over the whole WordPress interface and they put on their own custom look. I'm not a big fan of that. And there's other plugins that do that. They take over the whole desktop and they bun their own UR design. And like I say, Amelia, they don't do that. It's more integrated into the normal look. I agree with you, the weaknesses and strengths, they're very similar. I think Amelia offers more functionality, but in some ways, apart from taking over the whole dashboard, I think in some ways, Simple Schedule Appointments has a better UX design. I think it's a little bit more appealing, but it swings and roundabouts, basically. They are in the directory. You can get a free version of Simple Scheduler Appointments. I'm not going to say it's crippled. Obviously, it definitely doesn't have the full functionality that you really need, but the free version does give you, you can get a good idea about if you want to buy the paid version. And it does, it's not totally crippled either.
I think we should elaborate for the sake of argument, because if you go there, they have demo sites. And when you go to their demo sites, as Jonathan was saying, they have some very attractive demo sites. They're built with Elementor, but I have no doubt they could be built with Gutenberg and so forth. As Jonathan said, this is the comparison that's important. When you build some solution on your own, and as I advocate and teach, each product is a feature, but they're like Lego blocks, not one of which takes over the whole kit. They're all just a feature that works together. That's the methodology that I normally advocate. And the Calendly works with that, because Calendly, while it's external, can have a button or it can have an embed, and it's just part of whatever. Whereas, not as much Amelia, but definitely this one, we've got a situation where it's got components that just, well, it's still an Elementor site, but like go to the demo and you'll see it says book a training session. They force you to sell for free or otherwise using their methods, the training, which goes to a really elegant, you know, jQuery kind of like slides in calendar and you choose. But those steps really are required versus more of a, hey, you go to Calendly and just pick my date and time, ta-da, for whatever the reason. And I think that's important to know, because it's platform in a plugin versus a plugin as a feature. And that's just a different business model. There's not a better or worse. But if you went this direction, I feel like you would have a lot more things that you have to turn off or avoid to get out of the way of conflicts. Not dissimilar to what happens with BuddyBoss and so forth. You know, it's got a lot of stuff in one place, so they control a lot more.
Yeah, let's go to one of the main SaaS, Acuity. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Acuity.
Oh, blimey. I'm struggling there. What these bloody names. It's owned by Squarespace. I won't hold that against them. Well, I will, actually.
They have plenty of money, so that's good.
Yeah, they've got plenty of money. I think their problem, it's got some interesting features, but I think their problem is it's a pincer movement between Calgary and one of the other solutions that we're going to be talking about. It's not inherently bad, but between Calgary and one of the others that we're going to discuss, if I was not looking at a native WordPress solution, I was looking at a SaaS solution, maybe to integrate with my WordPress website, I would not choose this. What's your thoughts?
I use this metaphor in my conversations all the time. There was a time when a horse pulling a wagon was the latest and greatest. Then there were gas-powered engines, and then supercars with gas-powered engines. And we now live in a world of electric vehicles. It's fine if you come from the horse and buggy world and you still live on a farm to have a horse and a buggy or a horse. You won't know the difference. But it's wrong in a world of electric vehicles to try to figure out how to attach essentially a wagon to the back of your Tesla. There is nothing wrong with these third-party SaaS independent companies from back when Bill Gates roamed the earth like the dinosaur. But at the same time, I wouldn't use them compared to a more modern thing like a Calendly, because the pricing is not compelling. And the nature of who they service, quite frankly, from what I researched, are enterprise customers, enterprise employees. You know, somebody who builds in WordPress is a dynamic entrepreneur, like what's the cool thing today at the flea market. Somebody who works for Microsoft or one of those larger companies, they have other needs and motivations for, well, I'm going to use Microsoft ASP for this or Oracle or something. And I don't care if it's $100,000 instead of $1,000. So this gives me that feeling of like, look, it's a SaaS solution, but not one that is compelling for any feature or price.
It does have some interesting options. But like I say, I just think it's in a pincer movement between, there's a couple SaaS solutions. Calgary is one of them that just blows this away. It's, in my opinion, it just isn't competitive on price and functionality. We're going to go for a middle break, folks. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
We're coming back. I want to point out, I do a great weekly newsletter. It has all the best WordPress news stories, best reviews of plugins and SaaS products and special offers. You can get this newsletter by going over to wptonic.com/newsletter and you can sign up for free and you get it in your inbox every Monday. As all the leading tech stories. I do a write-up as well. Please sign up for it. Let's go on. I don't know what to say about this one. WooCommerce appointments. Obviously, by the name, it's really, you get it on the WooCommerce add-on directory. It's aimed, if you've got WooCommerce, it's $249 a year. I'm not going to say any more. I'm just going to wait to see what you say about it. What's your thoughts about this one?
Well, if you... If you go back to my comments earlier and in general, I, in a consultative way, will mostly try to figure out what's the reason that somebody wants to have bookings. And there's a very subtle difference between scheduling calls and bookings. And this gets a little into like the difference of good day, folks, British versus American term.
Well, there is that question. British is better.
Well, I'm saying Americans don't really know, in my opinion, experience, what a booking is. But the technical thing is that the difference in my eyes is that scheduling means I want to have some time to do something, anything with somebody, whereas a booking is involving transactions, right? It's I'm renting a room, I'm paying you for service, I need to reserve a space. And so from that standpoint, there are three or four different plugins that interact with WooCommerce and also work with marketing automation. But like as a comparative to this is Foo Events. Now, Foo Events isn't on our list today, but Foo Events and WooCommerce bookings are really in the same space, but Foo Events is the one you'd use as a consultant that to me compares exactly with Calendly, whereas WooCommerce bookings sort of compares to Amelia or, you know, the WP Simply Schedule Appointments, where it's, I need to take money and I need to get something reserved, right? And so
well,
that's
the reason why I totally agree with you, but it is the Membership Machine Show. So we have a focus around membership coaching.
But they're both the same thing. I'm not saying it's not for membership. I'm saying an event is different than a booking. I know it sounds silly to even say it, but an event is hey, Jonathan, let's talk at 12:30. A booking is, hey, give me money and I'm going to reserve a thing and set up this and that and give you a ticket or whatever else that is involved. There's more to a booking. And so price-wise, I honestly feel that there's a lot of examples of WooCommerce overpricing everything. Yeah. I mean, that's just well known. This would be a better plugin at certainly $199, but maybe even as little as $149. But at the end of the day, even at the retail price, I mean, it's $249 for a whole year. So
outrageous, is it?
I mean, if you're running a booking business and you can't afford $249, you've got bigger problems.
Yeah, basically, you are right about that. So on to the next one, the SaaS Doodle. I think in a certain SaaS kind of SaaS entrepreneur crowd, for a time period, it was the darling because especially if you're trying to organize, you've got a group of people and you're trying to organize a time to meet. And as you know, it can be a nightmare. If you've got like four, five, six people and they're trying to choose the right time.
Right.
it can be a real headache, you know, like you want to divorce them straight away. And in that scenario, Doodle got a good rep, and I think that's its focus in a way. Would you agree with that? And what's your thoughts?
I mean, they've been around for 15 years. Yeah. So they're doing something very right. They have, I think, 30 million users.
Right? Oh, well, there you go.
So the difference between this and Simply Schedule, Acuity Schedule, sorry, I got to keep it straight, between Acuity Scheduling, is that they're kind of from the same origin, you know, Silicon Valley, startup, been around a long time. I think it's fair to say, based on their history and the user base, that this is more of an entrepreneurial type of a product, maybe something that an independent company might use. It was founded in that way. There's a lot of companies that I've had interaction with over the years, like Wistia, I mean, First Person, who have grown into, now they're enterprise, but they're really founded by entrepreneurs and they're scrappy. So at the end of the day, this is an interesting product. I don't have any First Person use of it experience, but I will say that the fact they've been there for this many users, this many years, means it's safe to try. And it's free to start in $7 per seat per month. So you can just compare it and see how it works for you, because that's the bottom line. There could be 30, 40 different word processors from free to paid. They're all just like very similar, except for a few nuances. So, but I'm not aware, just from my research on this, of any direct interaction with WordPress. So this would be fair to say, similar to Calendly, you're going to send stuff to them or people to them. And hopefully, I don't know, they might have the ability to pass the, you know, the parameters in a URL. So you don't have to make people sign up twice, but that'd be worth checking out.
Yeah. I just feel like, actuary, whatever you call it. I think there's a kind of pincer movement with the last one we're going to discuss, and Calgary, if you go in this SaaS model. But I do, you know, you pointed out they've got an enormous customer base and they've been around. I didn't realise that they've been around for 15 years. It just got onto my radar because I was part of a group and the guy that was running it, he used Doodle and it was okay, but it still caused a lot of people flapping around choosing the right time. Now, let's go on to WordPress. It's one of the old ones, Bookly, they offer Bookly Free or Bookly Pro, I think, and the Bookly Pro you get from CodeCanyon. Got mixed feelings about that, but if you do a search about booking solutions on WordPress, it's always on the list. I looked at it. It looked okay, but I think they're like a couple of the other WordPress solutions blow it away myself. But I suppose the price at $89, I suppose that's the attraction. Have you got any experience with this?
I have, although I love the founders and I used to love the site, I have a general rule that I will not touch anything that's sold on CodeCanyon.
Yeah.
And yeah, the reason is this. There was a time and a place when the marketplace of Envato and ThemeForest and CodeCanyon, all that, were like the coolest, hottest spot. But over time, it's become my experience that the people who provide those products and services are a very special type of person. They're very successful, but they wish to remain anonymous. They want all the business to happen over there in the box so they can otherwise ignore it. And I'm not saying anything bad about the plugin. I'm just sort of saying this to me feels like, and I'm looking for their history date because there's quite a long list of updates. They've got a lot of stuff, but I don't feel like I have a relationship with this particular company by way of what I see here. And it also, to me, again, feels slightly unusual that when you go to their website and it says buy pro, it sends you to CodeCanyon. I'm like in my head thinking that doesn't instill, I mean, 45,000 sales is good, but that doesn't instill a lot of confidence in me that you just didn't put up a WordPress website and sell your plugin there by yourself. I mean, why are you keeping yourself apart? Now, I don't know who Ladella is, the author, and they have a very high rating, 4.5 stars, 100,000 sales, some other stuff. That's the name of the company. But let me see if there's, hold on, this is to me. Let me see if I actually find a person. And if I go to any of their like Facebook or whatever, I'm sure I'm not going to see a human being. No, it's all. So it's not the point of this discussion, but I'm going to say in 2022, just like in 1992, if you can't see the name in the face of the person who's in charge of the company, I wouldn't buy the plugin. I wouldn't buy the software.
No, I totally agree with you. It's it's an interesting situation. I think for core functionality, and this is with this, if you've got a membership website and you're doing any kind of, you've got any students and you're actually running or starting to run a business, I don't think you could go, I wouldn't be happy buying core functionality from Code Canyon. I'm sorry, I just wouldn't. I think it's got its place if it's a minor bit of functionality and you can't find another solution somewhere else that you're happy with. I think we've all done it. We've all been there. I'm not going to throw them totally under the bus because they've got a position. But for core functionality like this, I totally agree with you. It's not anything to do with Bookly, really. It's more to do with the platform, really. And I think you're totally right at what you just said. Let's go on to the last one. Savvy Coal. Now, this is interesting because this is linked to what I said about Doodle and Squarespace's solution. I think, to me, it's got a lot of functionality, this plugin. It's got some unique stuff. They do a free version, but I think if you're looking for ease of use, I'll just go with Calgary every time. But if you're looking for the paid version, I think you really got to look at this at the same time you're looking at buying the paid version of Calgary, because it does have, I think it does have some unique functionality that makes it in some ways better than Calgary, but only if that unique functionality really means something to you. Does that make any sense, Spencer?
Well, it does. Ooh. Same criteria.
You suddenly got very loud.
It could be because I switched internet, or because on Fridays, apparently the landscaper in my office building decides to get his leaf blower and literally stand for half an hour right outside my window.
How did you upset him? What have you done to upset him?
There's two seasons in my area. There's basically summer and leaf blower lawnmower season. And so we're in leaf blower lawnmower season. Anyway, what I do appreciate to my other comment is the Derek Reimer, if I'm saying it correct, he's the founder. He's out there. He's talking about it. He's well known, and it's a WordPress plugin. So, you know, he has a history, and it was in 2020 it started. So it's a couple of years head start now. He builds other stuff like Static Kit and some other stuff. So there's a trust factor there. I do like that it's a plugin, and as such, it acts like a plugin. However, back to our other conversations about, you know, platforms and a plugin. This one, likewise, is charging a recurring subscription, which I actually think is a good idea for more plugins. I think that should be a standard, because instead of paying $249 a year, you know, I'll pay you $25 a month, and that sounds pretty good. There's very few plugins that do monthly subscriptions anymore, but because this is a sticky service, I think they can get away with it. So I'm going to recommend this as a try it out kind of thing. I didn't look into their refund policy, but I am imagining, because they're very progressive, that they have the same kind of thing, like 30-day money back.
Yeah, I think you get 30-day. I'm not sure, but I'll make sure it's in the show notes.
They're very well documented. So, like, when I go to their website, this is a comparative to the Envato. I get a great deal of confidence when I know who the founder is, the website's here, and all I need to know is on the website without leaving to go to some, you know.
Yeah, the reason why I put this at the last of the list is it is a plugin, and it really shows what you can do with a plugin in UX design and functionality, because it really does compete with the best of the SaaS solutions. The reason why I put it on the bottom is I've really got really mixed feelings about a plugin utilizing the subscription model. And I haven't, well, I think it mixes up. It really kind of attacks the value proposition, because if you end up with a load of subscription plugins, it kind of murks the waters. But on the other hand, for core functionality, because a lot of plugin, they struggle in making the profitability and being attractive to investment. So I understand looking at a subscription model. And I think for core functionality, I think like this, it's fine. And it's very reasonably priced for what you get. And in UX design, he's done a fantastic job. It really does show you what you can do. But I still, I don't know, I think it's just me, actually.
I think it cuts both ways. The subscription model, if we compare it to the past, and this is something I'm actively involved in the politics of WordPress, as well as in delivering new solutions for whether I'm marketing plugins or promoting people free plugins, is that the defect in WordPress is that we've gotten stuck with a metaphor that isn't the modern metaphor, right? You go to Disney, Hulu, Netflix, whatever, they're like, look, pay $12, $14 a month, get all the stuff we got for a month and keep going because it's good enough, you'll keep going. I remember before that was rent a DVD, or before that, rent a VHS. Before that, you had to have a friend that had a bootleg copy. And buying movies and DVDs and stuff seems foreign to me. And even when it's a digital thing like Amazon Prime, they get in trouble because people aren't stupid anymore. And they say, why am I buying this movie when then the terms say you can take the movie away anyway? So the idea of WordPress having rental or having monthly charge is a problem of consolidation and distribution and previous like experience, not one of whether it's better. Because imagine you're a startup. You go, hey, you know what? I need whatever number of plugins. If I can get them all on a monthly basis, my runway is now spread out, you know, like making car payments instead of having to get the cash.
Yeah, I totally understand. But I think one of the things is we've got to be realistic here, though. WordPress has got a few more loops to jump through a specific focus SaaS solution. But you go through the jumps, i.e. you've got to buy hosting, you've got to deal with updating plugins. There's a few more hoops to jump through, but you put up with it and it's still, you get all the power, flexibility, all the benefits, because you can also save money because you can get lifetime deals. If you've got to deal with all that, plus you've got to pay for the monthly subscriptions, like a SaaS solution, it's not. I see problems there, but I've got to think about it because I haven't totally kind of positioned where I am from it. I really think
your problem is a legitimate one. I don't minimize it in my mind or consideration, but I think the problem is, it's sort of, there's a metaphor of the difference between gas cars and electric cars in the same way. There's something like, 200 million or more cars that are gas cars that are going to be around forever that people want to go to electric. But then they have to think about like, well, you know, what's the cost? What's the ease? Where's the gas station? Where's the electric charger? Where's all this stuff? And the investment model of software, first of all, let's talk about lifetime. Lifetime deals are going away. I can guarantee you lifetime deals in software of WordPress is just a symptom of the disease that there is a distribution problem, not a solution. Just like NFTs are starting to get their, you know, kick in the shorts, so too will lifetime deals because they're just nonsense. However, when it comes to the difference between buy it or rent it, I think the issue is if the WordPress ecosystem would allow somebody to go to a central place and just, hey, I need A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, and I pay once a month, and I get all of the software. That's like now how Netflix, Hulu, Disney have done it, where I can watch everything inside of this vertical and all the things I want is there. I pay once and I get them per month. I think that model would succeed in WordPress. But the problem we have today is the politics. Yeah. We have the who does the money part, and that might not be solved anytime soon. So I agree with you, though. Oh, well, I got all these other things I buy once or once a year, and now I got to deal with this one, and I got to think of it more like, you know, my hosting payment. But then again, you pay for hosting rental, you pay for
SMTP, but you,
rental, you know.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to wrap up the podcast part of the show, folks. We're going to have a bit of a discussion after the podcast. Also, you'll be able to join us normally. We had a slight technical problem this week, but normally at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. And you can ask us questions during the show at the end of the podcast part. We'll answer your questions. If you've got anything, any kind of questions around membership, utilizing WordPress, best SaaS solutions, you can join us live and put your questions and we'll answer them and be part of the community. Like I say, we're going to wrap up the podcast part of the show. Like I say, to watch the whole show, you can go to the WP Tonic YouTube channel and watch everything and the after the podcast part of the session. So, Spencer, what's the best way to find out more about you and what you offer?
WPLaunchify.com. I want to advise people, though, besides having a free call with me about the specialty that we deal in, I'm wanting to let people know about WP Launch Kit. .com, or you could just click the button at the top of Launchify, because I have taken many of the things we talked about today and we're basically curating and distributing ready to go demos that have full site solutions using the top plugins. And the difference there is that instead of just one plugin in a vacuum, it's like, here's a working model of a fully vested solution, maybe in this case with bookings. And so it's a free newsletter that I would like people to sign up for. And then they have demos that go along with each of the featured products every month.
Oh, yeah, but sign up for the WP Tonic newsletter before that. We're going to wrap it up. Please join us on the YouTube channel, watch the after the podcast session. We'll be back next week. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.